Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and come back we did. We should have came back more in baseball yesterday, but it was a lot better, a lot more fun yesterday. We had two games. We lost again by one on the over-under, which killed me. It put us two games under instead of breaking even or even taking a game lead. We are down. Yesterday we were down a half unit as far as money-wise because we took some plus money teams, so that we would have had a winning day. Really irks me. We won on the over-under with Team USA men's basketball, but we lost on the spread. They actually kept their foot down on the gas, which I'm somewhat proud of, but money-wise, I wish they would have let up and played some of their second and third string unit in and let us cover the spread. But anyway, today, no Olympics, but we're adding Major League Soccer. Get 22 bets in Major League Baseball for tonight's action only. So it's 7:05. We're starting off here shortly with taking Milwaukee on the money line, even money, over the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're going to go over 9 at minus 115. Also at 7:05, we've got Washington playing at Philadelphia. Philadelphia looked pretty good last night. We're going to take Philadelphia on the run line, minus 1.5 runs at minus 115. And then we're going to go over 8 again at minus 115. The last 7:05 game is Miami at Baltimore. We're going to take Miami to win again. Money line, plus 115, but we think that they'll stay under 10 tonight with the wind at minus 115. 7:10, we've got the Yankees at Tampa Bay. They're back in Tropicana. Going to take the Devil Rays again, the Rays again, minus 1.5 runs, plus 140, over 8.5 at minus 120. The second game at 7:10, Toronto at Boston. Guys, Boston has been looking great. We're going to take Boston on the run line, minus 1.5 runs, plus 145. And then we're going to go under 8.5 runs, minus 125, based on the pitchers. The last game at 7:10, we're going to go Atlanta on the money line, plus 110. At the New York Mets, and we're going to go over 7.5, minus 115. At 8:05, we're going to go Arizona at Texas, and we're going to play Texas on the run line, minus 1.5 runs. And then we're going to go over 9 in this game at minus 110. The last game at 8:05 is going to be Cincinnati at the Chicago Cubs. We're going to take the Cubbies tonight on the money line, minus 105. And both these teams stay under 10 at minus 115. The 8:10 game tonight is the Chicago White Sox at the Kansas City Royals. We're going to take the White Sox again on the run line, minus 1.5 at minus 120. We're going to go under 10 at minus 110. And then pay attention to this one. At 9:38, we've got Colorado at Los Angeles. We took Colorado last night. They scored big for us. So we're going to do Colorado reverse run line, plus 1.5. At minus 115. We're doing this one because the Angels may come back and beat them, but I think it'll be a close game. my heart still says that Colorado is going to win big, but just in case, we're playing that it'll be close. They go over the 9.5 runs at -105. And then the game of the night, again, 9:45. The Dodgers at the Giants. Guys, I'm picking San Francisco. I told you, I think they're going to win this series to take 2 out of 3. So they took last night's by 1. So we're going to go San Francisco on the money line, +110. But I think both teams stay under the 7.5, 7.5 runs at -110. I'm doing this kind of quickly because I know that it is late to get some of these bets in, and I want to make sure that you have all the information that you can. And then the late night game in soccer, 10:30. It's the only soccer game that's playing tonight, is Los Angeles FC versus Minnesota. We're going to take Los Angeles FC on spread, -1. -1 goal, which means they have to beat them by a goal. So we're looking for a 2-0 game, if not more. I look for them to bang Minnesota hard. We got this for -125. And then I'm going over 3.5 at +105. I know women's soccer was not good to me when I went over 3.5. What was it, yesterday, day before yesterday, when they played Australia. It was 0-0 tie. Don't get me started. But I really do. I think Los Angeles and Minnesota, I'm just looking for Minnesota to score 1 run, and then Los Angeles just to bang on them. So that is just your bets tonight. I hope to get some other podcasts out to you later tonight, and then hopefully get Thursdays up fairly early also. So let's hope and pray for that. And I will be talking to you guys very soon. Please bet responsibly tonight with 24 picks going on. Don't bet more than you guys can afford. And as always, if you feel like you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I will be talking to you soon. And guys, hopefully, I see you down the road.